Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wrestling Chat Radio. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome once again to another edition of Wrestle Chat Radio's weekly wrap-up. Marcus Kane coming to you live from the SBTV studios right here in New York, and for the next hour or maybe a little more, depending on how long the rant I'm about to go on is going to last, we're going to be bringing you news on the world of professional wrestling, and there's quite a bit. There was a lot of controversy about NXT and how much power Vince McMahon and Bruce Pritchard was going to have as opposed to Triple H and Shawn Michaels and Steve Regal. A lot of wrong information posted. We'll get to that. Andrade's match at All Out was canceled with Pac. We have a Braun Strowman sighting. Unfortunate news, which we will start with, is the passing of Shannon Spruill, who most people know better, I guess, as Daphne. And apparently it was a suicide. Apparently she was very depressed and had posted some pictures posted some pictures on Instagram and some statements that had alluded to her possibly self-harming. And that's very, very sad. She was one of the original, I don't think without Daphne, there probably is no Rosemary. There's probably no Alexa Bliss, you know, she kind of paved the way for some of that. And it's very sad. Very sad. So obviously our condolences to her family and friends and fans. She was, I think, 46. I'll tell you, folks, I've been doing this radio show a while. And I've gotten mad at a lot of things. I've gotten mad at the WWE and their lame booking. I've gotten mad at ridiculous comments that were made. I've gotten mad at that. Tons of things. But I've never really gotten mad to this extent before at the world of professional wrestling. And I'm not even sure who to take it out on, because I'm mad today at both wrestlers and fans. And I'm going to start with the fans. So let's get right to this rant.
Marcus Kane's Don't Get Me Started.
You know, when Buddy Murphy was let go, the WWE, I heard a ton of crying. Oh, he was so talented. Oh, it's a shame. Oh, he's never going to be able to further his career. Oh, these terrible, horrible, evil WWE people, they don't care. They take talented people and crush them, and now we've lost another really talented person. It was your fault. It was the fault of the fans. They'd given him a really meaty angle with Rey Mysterio's daughter, and you couldn't leave it. You couldn't leave it alone. You had to write in and say, she's only 18 and he's 30, and we think that's just terrible. Oh, yeah, that's the worst thing ever. That's the worst thing ever. Two adults. One being, a few years older than the other. That's just terrible. Number one, it wasn't even real. It wasn't even true. Number two, you're all hypocrites, because you all listen to these rock bands and everything, and the guys are 50 and they're marrying 17-year-olds. But no, you couldn't leave it alone. You had to pick on it and pick on it and pick on it and pick on it. Because the fashion is now, pick on WWE irregardless. And I know people say, well, you're guilty of it. No, I'm not. All of my criticisms are 100% justified. This was ridiculous. And they said, okay, well, if you can't do this with Buddy Murphy, we really don't have anything else for him. And Buddy Murphy's released. Then Buddy Murphy appears to have gotten a gig possibly with AEW. And either way, he's free to do what he wants. He posts a picture of someone breaking chains, hands breaking chains, And he says, you know, free at last or something like this on his Instagram page. And right away, here come the fans again. Oh, you're mocking slavery. Oh, you're making a mockery out of slavery. Oh, you need to apologize. Oh, this is the worst thing in the world. Does any of you have a life? If CM Punk had posted that same picture, you would have said, isn't it honorable of him to be inclusive and realize what slavery is and posted at this crucial time? He had the great sense to throw in an homage to the slaves because he's so wonderful and righteous. That's what you would have said. All you CM Punk fans, that's what you would have said. Buddy Murphy does it. It's a catastrophe. He's forced to take it down and apologize. I don't understand. I don't understand what you want. When what you're doing to professional wrestling is you're killing it. And here's how you're killing it. Because you have decided that this business has to play to the most sensitive person in the room. I want you to take that into consideration in your everyday life. You go to play a video game. You're going to play Call of Duty. There's someone in there that says, I think war is evil. And you're participating in it. And I can't abide that. I'm sorry. You have to destroy that game. You can't play that game ever again. Because I have deemed that war is evil. And you're participating in it, even if it's through a video game. And I don't like it. Would you like that? I'm sorry, but you can't read this comic book because I find some things in here offensive, and I just think this comic book should not exist, and I think you should apologize for having this comic book in your possession. Would you like that? What you don't realize is when you play to the most sensitive person in the room, that means you have cut any possibility of any controversy, of any excitement, of anything. Because everything you do has to be watered down to the point where the most snivelly, whiny, complaining person is okay with it. You understand? So now Buddy Murphy, before he even gets off to a start, has to, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to all you whiny, snivelly little snowflakes who found a picture of someone breaking handcuffs. How many times has wrestling fans say, the WWE handcuffs their workers? The WWE puts cuffs on their workers so they can't show their talent. They're handcuffed. So Buddy Murphy puts a picture up of himself breaking the handcuffs, and you idiots jump all over him and say, you're mocking slavery. There's no pleasing you. You're not fans. That's what you have to understand. What has ended up happening is just what's happening to our political world. You have invaded wrestling. You're not wrestling fans. You don't want anything to do with wrestling. You find it offensive. You find it grotesque. You find it boring. You find it too violent. You find it whatever. Why are you watching it? Curl up with a nice glass of warm milk and watch Bugs Bunny and leave the rest of us alone who are adult enough to handle it, because obviously you're not. I'm tired of wrestling having to play to the most sensitive person in the room. I'm absolutely tired of it. Now let's get to rant number two against wrestlers. When the news that Daphne had unfortunately committed suicide hit, Jake Atlas had posted that, well, first the WWE had posted that if any of their workers have any issues of, you know, mental anguish or stress or whatever, that they do have a system set in place that you can talk to counseling and everything, and they'll pay for it. Jake Atlas then posted, yes, they saved my life. 6 months they paid for of mental counseling, and it helped me and probably saved my life. And I guess one of the wrestling journalists wrote that the WWE also has that plan, and it was a good thing that the WWE did. And Bonehead Carl Anderson writes, WWE sucks, bro. WWE sucks. To which fans are like, listen, this isn't about you. This post isn't about you. This post is about Daphne. She had some, obviously, problems with depression. And the WWE had said that we are offering counseling to any of our workers who do. And a worker had stepped forward saying, yes, that's true. And they helped me. But you couldn't resist taking the shot. You couldn't resist making her suicide about you. WWE sucked, bro, because I wasn't the champion for life. Because I couldn't swerve people like I could in Japan. So fans start calling him on it. Fans start saying, hey, Carl, this isn't about you. And some of the fans got ugly and said things like, don't you have a wife to cheat on? And, you know, some other things. But Carl Anderson, rather than to just take the L, like he did constantly in the WWE, rather than to just take that L, here comes Carl Anderson back saying, this is why I don't fucking sign autographs. All you marks standing around a hotel room waiting in the rain to try to get a picture of me. Well, F you, and you got no lives and blah, 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 and say this shit to my face and see what happens and blah, 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 blah. Well, I'll tell you what I'm about to say, I say to Carl Anderson's face. I don't know what Carl Anderson thinks. I guess Carl Anderson thinks because I'm a professional wrestler and I'm on television and I'm an athlete that I can say whatever I want to anybody else and no one will ever challenge me because I am physically intimidating. Wrong. I will say it right to your face. You're an idiot. You're a complete and utter idiot. You're a grown man arguing with probably 16-year-olds and threatening them with physical violence because you had to make a post about Daphne about yourself. But I'm going to go a little bit further than this. Yeah, I'm mad at Carl Anderson. He's a chucklehead. He's a chucklehead who thinks that. I love these wrestlers, by the way. The minute you call them and they got no answer, but say it to my face. What do you mean, say it to your face? What do you mean? So the 16-year-old kid says it to your face and you kick his ass. Does that make it less true? I mean, you're just unintelligent. That's the problem. You're just unintelligent. Or drunk. I'm not sure which. But it goes deeper than that. Because you see, wrestlers think, let me preface this. Some, and unfortunately, I think most, not all. And believe me, when I say not all, I'll be glad to give credit where credit is due to some wrestlers who are very, very good with fans and really appreciate the fans. But a large majority, unfortunately, of these entitled, self-important wrestlers think very, very, very little of you. Now, they won't say so because they need you to buy their gimmicks. They need you to come and, you know, to their autograph signing sessions because if their line is shorter than the line of somebody else, then they get embarrassed. Oh, he had more people in his autograph line. That's all you're about to them. And when they get mad or they get drunk or they get challenged, then you see what they really think of you. And immediately, Carl Anderson goes to calling everybody marks. I thought marks was not a negative term. I thought that wasn't a negative term. I thought all of my wrestling buddies said to me, Marcus, maybe at one time it was, but now we all consider ourselves marks. And when we say marks, we say it like, you know, that's just a good thing. Oh, really? Then how come when Carl Anderson gets mad and wants to insult people who he feels has insulted him, he goes directly to that term? How come? And then starts telling people how they're pathetic and they're losers and they're this and they're that. They're paying for the fucking food on your table. you moron. And if you think I wouldn't say that to your face, then you don't know me very well. And if that leads into a fight, well, it's going to lead into a fight because you wanted to start a fight, not me. I'm giving you legit criticism. If you can't handle it, if you're emotionally unstable and cannot handle it, perhaps you should ask your current employer if they have some mental care options for you to seek, because you obviously have an anger management problem or a drinking problem. I'm not sure which. But when a grown man in his 40s is arguing with who I would presume by some of the writing is probably 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, you got a problem. You got a legit problem. And when you decide it's better for you to bite the hand that feeds than to take the loss and say, I'm very sorry if you took this as me trying to make it about myself, that was not my intention. I'm sure the WWE has a wonderful program, and I see that other wrestlers have reiterated that. However, my dealings with them at the time was not so good. I should have picked a better time to express that and a better thread to express that on. See, that's what intelligent people do, Carl. Chuckleheads jump on posts about suicide and take digs at a company that, by the way, this particular athlete never worked for. Anyone who gives this man a dime of their money is an idiot. Because this man has clearly said he thinks you're all a bunch of snot-nosed, sniveling little, stay in your basement and, you know, kiss your sister type losers. At one point he says to a person, when's the last time you've been with a girl, loser? When's the last time you've had a woman? So this is what wrestlers think of you. You're a loser. You're poor. You're unintelligent. You can't hope to get a woman because you're so egregiously either personality deficient or ugly. And you wait around hotel rooms in the pouring rain to just get a glimpse of him because he's so wonderful. These are the people that you're giving your money to. So what I'm doing here is this, and I know there's going to be people who say he was trying to mark people out. No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't, and I'll tell you why he wasn't. Because if he's trying to mark people out, you don't do it on a thread that had to do with a girl's imminently immediate suicide. That's not the place for you to try to get yourself over. If he was just doing it on a thread about, you know, somebody wrote Carl Anderson and said, hey, man, you suck. And he responded with that. I'd say, yeah, maybe he's trying to get himself over as a heel. This was about Daphne. That's not the time for you to get yourself over. Problem is, Carl, the truth hurts. And some of these fans knew the truth. And you can't deal with it, so your other option is, I'm challenging you to a fight, because you know in a million years, no fan is going to come over and start, where are they going to have the opportunity to come over and start yelling at you, that they're not going to get thrown out? It's very easy to say. It's very easy for you to say. But I want wrestling fans to understand something, and I want you to understand it very well. I take your side when you're wronged, and I take the wrestler's sides when they're wrong. You are idiots and snowflakes and ridiculous about what you did to Buddy Murphy and what you continue to do to Buddy Murphy, because what you're doing makes no sense. But I'll tell you what else doesn't make any sense. You handing money over or wasting your time watching athletes who wouldn't piss on you if you were on fire and think so low of you that they're like, oh, they're like the numbnuts idiots of the world. They're the dregs of humanity. They're the fat chicks who can't get a date and the ugly guys who've never been laid. They're the guys who sit in their basement and say, oh, Raw's almost gone. That's what they think of you. That's what they think of you. That's why, despite literally hundreds of wrestlers I have talked to, many of whom like me, many of whom will, you know, talk to me every time they see me, shake hands and say, glad to see you, glad you came, won't come on the show. They won't. Because unless I promise to treat them like gold and God Almighty, they don't want to answer any hard questions. They don't want to. They don't want to take any questions from you. They don't want, my thought is I won't ask too many questions. I'll let people call in and ask questions. Give the fans an opportunity. No, I can't have that. What happens if they ask me a hard question? I don't know. I don't know. I don't like that attitude. Now, once again, before we get on with the news, let me say this. Not every wrestler feels that way. I'm not going to waste my time going through a list of wrestlers who I truly and honestly think care about the fans and appreciate their support and don't think that fans are unintelligent and unattractive and losers in life and dregs of humanity. There are wrestlers who don't think that. But keep your eyes open and you'll know. When someone does something that truly impresses me involving fans, I'll be the first one. Even if I don't like that wrestler, I'll be the first one to tell you. And even if I think they're a wonderful wrestler, I'll be the first one to tell you if they do something horrible. So I'm very mad about this. I'm mad about Buddy Murphy getting cut off at the knees again for something that makes absolutely no difference. He was not trying to undermine slavery or compare his WWE tenure with a slave. He was trying to say the chains are off. The handcuffs that you fans say has always been put on me are now being removed. And for that, he gets shit on. But I'll give Buddy Murphy credit. While I think it was cowardly to apologize, at least he didn't argue. At least he didn't say, you snarky fans sitting in your mother's basement. He didn't do that. He was a man and said, all right, well, if I offended you, I apologize. That wasn't my intention, and I'll take it down. Now, had I been him, I would have said, I'm sorry if your misinterpretation of what I was trying to say caused you to become offended. But your interpretation does not mean it was my interpretation. I'm leaving the picture up because I think it's very apropos to how I'm feeling. And I in no way, by leaving this picture up, am trying to undermine or compare myself with slavery. If you think I am, that would be your issue, not mine. That's it. But if you're Carl Anderson, the right thing to do is to say, I've obviously upset people. Looking back on this, this was not the post to do this on. If anybody wants to continue the conversation into my private life, you can do so on my Twitter page, but I'm not doing it here out of respect. That's it. Why are you guys so immature? I don't understand. You know, it reminds me of these kids in like junior high school. You know, there's a kid in junior high school and you're like, hey, man, you spelt this word wrong on your essay. Yeah, you want to step outside? Okay, so we step outside and we fight. That word is still wrong on your essay, whether you win the fight or lose it. But they don't have any means to actually debate you or talk to you about it, and they have no social skills, so they right away go to violence, which I guess that's Carl Anderson. So, Carl, I'm not going to come over to you at an autograph signing session and tap you on the shoulder and say, you're an idiot. Because I'm a mature individual, and I don't need to tell you that. It doesn't affect my life, you being an idiot. However, if you said that to me, I would tell you exactly what I just told you to your face. And if you think those are fighting words, I think that's your problem. I think you have a an anger management problem, and I think you have a self-reflection problem. And I think you have a very, very low opinion of the people who pay your salary. Very, very low opinion. And it would be a damn cold day in hell before I would pay 5 cents to get a picture with Carl Anderson or an autograph from Carl Anderson. And I've already told you, AJ Styles is my favorite wrestler in the world, and I know he's buddies with Carl Anderson. I know he thinks the world of Carl Anderson. So what? I don't change my opinion based on other people that I like and what they think. Carl Anderson's an idiot. And what he said was unforgivable and dumb. Anyway, let's get to the news. NXT is now undergoing some changes. And from what I hear, there's some people's heads on the chopping block, and the people's heads who are on the chopping block are long-termers. And by long-termers, I mean people been there for a while, like Tommaso Ciampa or, you know, somebody like that. And the reason is that Vince McMahon, while he realizes that NXT has to have some of the old guard, wants to move in a different direction. And that direction is larger athletes. And that's it. Now, the word came out, Vince McMahon and Bruce Pritchard are taking control of NXT. Triple H, Shawn Michaels, Steve Regal, and crew out. It's not true. I tried to tell people in some of the wrestling groups it's not true, and they just yell at you. What do you know? No, I don't know. What do you know? It turns out I'm right. Okay? There's a surprise. It turns out I'm right. All Vince McMahon and Bruce Pritchard are really having control of is the production, the look of the product, the set design, the logos, the way it's presented on television, that type of stuff. They're going to have very little actual say in the booking, other than perhaps like some top people. But it's still Triple H and Shawn Michaels and crew's baby. So calm down on that. Give it a chance. Before you say this is horrible, that's all I heard is it was nice knowing you, NXT. NXT, rest in peace. That's all I heard all day long yesterday. Rest in peace, NXT. It's done. It's finished. It's over. Give it a chance. If you don't like it, well, don't watch it. And the WWE will get your message loud and clear that they've screwed up because they now have less viewers. That's what you do. But give this a chance before you go nutso. As far as I know, and I have pretty good sources at it, Vince McMahon and Bruce Pritchard are taking control of the production. They think the production screams minor leagues. They think the production screams indie wrestling. And they want to separate it and make it look more professional like the WWE. Now, whether you think that's a mistake or not, that's a good argument, and that's a good debate, and I'll be watching, and I'll tell you what I think when I see it. Now, it's not going to happen for a few weeks because they've taped a few weeks ahead of time while they can prepare these changes, but for the people who are going nuts, saying Vince McMahon's taking over all booking, Bruce Pritchard's taking over all talent coordination, it's just not true. It's just not true. So, Todd, I think everybody has to take a deep breath. Wait a couple of weeks, see what the new NXT develops into over the next month. And, you know, by October, mid-October, we should get a feel for where the direction they're going, and then we can criticize or applaud based on what we see.
Oh, you're absolutely right there. Like you said, we're going to give this new NXT rebrand a chance. Just be patient, you know. You never know where this is going to go. It might go good. It might go bad. Either way, we should give this rebranding a chance of of this NXT thing.
Right. And I want fans to understand something. I am a big fan of really good wrestling. I know Tommaso Ciampa's a great wrestler. I saw Tommaso Ciampa on an indie show, and I got the chance to go over and not only buy a T-shirt before he was signed with NXT, but to tell him how I thought his work rate was fantastic, and I really enjoyed watching him wrestle. He's a nice guy. I got a newsflash for you. Alexa Bliss has sold more Lily dolls than Tommaso Ciampa has sold T-shirts. Now, you can sit there and tell me, well, it doesn't have anything to do with it. It has everything to do with it, folks. Wrestling is a business. It's a business. They're there to make money. They're there to promote the people who the fans are buying into. That's all it is. If you want a real sport, go watch UFC. This isn't that. I have told you a million times you could be the greatest professional wrestler on the face of the earth. Dean Malenko was a fantastic wrestler. He had zero personality, and he absolutely wasn't going anywhere in the WWE because you need to have those intangibles. So if they cut loose a few guys who are technically great, but they aren't selling merch and they're not anybody who in the future is going to be huge. What do you want? What do you want them to do? And then everybody says, well, they'll go to AEW where they'll be wonderful and they'll be able to be used and they won't be handcuffed. But boy, you better not put a picture up of your handcuff being broken or you've done political suicide to yourself. So, folks, relax. NXT could be a disaster. You might be right. 3 weeks, 4 weeks from now, I could be on this show screaming and yelling, you have destroyed NXT. Very well could happen. Or I could be telling you, what a vast improvement. That could happen, too. But let's not make up our mind. Let's not review the movie before we've seen the movie. And I think we'll all be better off. Now, Braun Strowman has announced that he is in EC3 is doing some kind of an event. And Braun Strowman is a part of it. And this is one of the first major things he's done since departing the WWE. And it could potentially lead to him being signed. A lot of people are saying Impact Wrestling is very high on him and they would like to have him. We'll see. We'll see if Braun Strowman's name carries any weight. What do I think? I'll tell you what I think. I think the WWE made a mistake letting him go to begin with. I think the WWE, according to what they want, according to what they're telling us they are looking for, if Braun Strowman was a free agent out on the market now and no WWE had never, ever, ever signed him, he would be the exact guy that the WWE would be saying, oh, we're very interested in him. That's the ironic thing. You let go the carbon copy of who you were saying, we want the following. We want large athletes who have some charisma. They could really do some damage and are there, you know, looking as though they're not your normal average person and your normal average person wouldn't want to get into a fight with them and they're intimidating and could potentially be used in main event situations. That's Braun Strowman. I don't know what else to say. So, I mean, that's kind of dumb. Then why'd you let him go? So we'll see if Impact Wrestling picks him up. As far as the all-out pay-per-view, well, we know, of course, CM Punk's taking on Darby Allin, but apparently Andrade was supposed to take on Pac. Pac can't travel. There's some kind of travel problem. He can't be there, so there's going to be a mystery opponent for Andrade. Everybody's saying it's probably Daniel Bryan. I doubt it. It could be Daniel Bryan, but I don't know if they'd bring him in this way. I think they want the TV ratings, so I think they're going to bring him in on TV. So it's probably not going to be Daniel Bryan. They've already got their draw in CM Punk wrestling. He's actually going to wrestle. So they've already got their selling point for this pay-per-view. They don't need Daniel Bryan on here to make it a wow, you know. So I think they're going to save that so they can do that later and get another wow. I was happy to see, however, that some of the more thoughtful wrestling journalists, and I use that term loosely because there are people on here who just want to stir the pot, and, you know. There are people on here who just want to, you'll see it all the time, man. Just go on to, like, YouTube, and you'll see, like, ridiculous things that it's just clickbait. You know, it's absolute clickbait. They just make it up. Undertaker headed to AEW. Yeah, that's not true. It's not happening. You just made it up. So you have to be careful about that. But some of the journalists that I do respect have expressed the same concern I did and said, you know, you got to be careful, AEW. You got to be careful if you're a wrestler who thinks AEW is your oasis in the desert, because they have now signed so many people who need top billing that if you're an Adam Cole or you're some of these other people, you could get lost in the shuffle even if you're talented, because there's only so much television time to be distributed. And if you have to give it to some of these top guys, you're going to have to limit it on the other end. And that could potentially spell problems for people who have a lot of talent and were up and comers. I'm glad to see that people agree with me on that. One last final thing in the news that's a horrible, horrible incident is apparently Rikishi's, I believe it was his, I want to say it was his granddaughter, but it might be his niece, might have been his niece, was murdered, was shot dead. And 16 years old and shot dead is a shock to the system. And they posted a reward for leading the information to the arrest of the person who did it. I couldn't feel any worse for him and the family than I do. The last thing in this world you ever think you're going to do is to attend the funeral of your 16-year-old niece or grand or whatever it happened to be. And especially in such a violent and senseless manner. And it's just, you know, it's the world we live in now, unfortunately. Now this week on SmackDown, tonight, we're going to see Finn Balor take on Roman Reigns. And I know that Finn Balor has prefaced this by saying, I'm not finished with John Cena yet, but John Cena may be finished with the WWE for short term. So I don't think we're going to see any John Cena appearances tonight. He is going to be appearing here and there periodically for the WWE. So maybe we'll see a Finn Balor, John Cena match down the road. We may see a Brock Lesnar appearance. That's my thought on the matter. We might see a Brock Lesnar appearance. I'm very, very interested in how they handle this for a couple of reasons. If Finn Balor comes precariously close to beating Roman Reigns, you've done Roman Reigns some damage. Because if you do want to get to Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar, you can't have Finn Balor almost beat Roman Reigns six times. You can't have Finn Balor saying, oh, I legitimately won, but the referee wasn't looking. I legitimately won, but he got his hand on the ropes. I legitimately won, but Paul Heyman grabbed the referee out of the ring. Or I legitimately won, but Brock Lesnar broke it up. You can't have that. You can't have it. This is actually the time that Finn Balor has to take one for the team. if you really, really want to get to Finn Balor, I mean, Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar, which I've said I'm not really in favor of. I'd rather have it go the other direction and they be reluctant stablemates for a while, one on Raw and one on SmackDown, and then eventually fight. If you really, really want that, Finn Balor's got to go out there tonight and get his ass beat. Finn Balor's got to go out there tonight and set up that fight, that feud, by getting his ass beat to the point where people say, my God, if he handled Finn Balor like that, Finn Balor's not a jabron, and he just absolutely decimated Finn Balor. Maybe he can get by Lesnar. Because if he almost loses times and legitimately does lose, but the referee doesn't see it, then man, it's undermining what Brock Lesnar does or could do if he won. It's just part of the psychology of wrestling. Sometimes you're caught in this position where you have to take one for the team. In other words, you say, this is where my company is going. They want a marquee big money match. I'm not involved in that marquee big money match, but I could potentially help set up that big money match by taking one for the team. John Cena did it. Remember when he fought Brock Lesnar? I don't even remember the pay-per-view. And I don't think he got three punches in because they had a big match set up for Brock Lesnar. They wanted Brock Lesnar to be indestructible going into that match. And I remember the announcer saying, we've never seen John Cena manhandled like this. John Cena's not even able to get in any offense. He literally and figuratively destroyed John Cena. That's what he did. They took one for the team. Tonight, Finn Balor's got to take one for the team. I don't think he's going to. And Vince McMahon, I mean, his credibility is on the line, because if you're saying, well, we want to go in a direction of bigger athletes, more impressive physiques and more, you know, bulky performers, well, then you can't have one of them dominated by Finn Balor. Simple as that. So it should be interesting, Todd, tonight to see what direction they go in with this Finn Balor match.
Well, you're absolutely right there. Like you said, with this whole Finn Balor and Roman Reigns thing, like you said, I would have Finn Balor take one for the team too and see where this goes.
Yeah, look, I want to take the remaining time in this show to say this. Professional wrestling is a great, great entertainment venue. And I've always loved it. I've participated in it. I've written about it. I now have a show dealing with it. I love it. It's a part of my life that I'm so glad I discovered and was able to enjoy for so long. Having said that, professional wrestling cannot become an abusive relationship. It cannot become that type of a thing. And it works both ways. The fans cannot think they can abuse the wrestlers, talk down to them, treat them like garbage, dictate their every move, make sure they don't do anything politically incorrect or say one thing out of line without getting online and acting like they're the slave masters, and that's what you're doing. How dare you say that? How dare you say something that offends me? Now you're going to get punished. That's what you're doing. We're watching you. The wrestling universe is watching every move you make, every T you cross on Instagram, every post you post, and we're analyzing it. And if we see one thing wrong with it, if we see one little tiny thing that we think could potentially offend someone, we're going to call you on it. You know what that's like? That's like the guy saying to his girlfriend or his wife, if you wear any clothing that I think is provocative, that I think another guy might look at you twice, that I think might not be appropriate, I you from doing that. That's an abusive relationship. Now let's get to the wrestler side of it. When someone challenges you on something you said legitimately, and they have a point, and your response to that is, shut up, or if I see you in person, I will beat you. That's like your girlfriend finding another woman's panties in your truck, and when she calls you on it, you say, I don't know whose it is, and if I hear another word, I'm slapping you. That's an abusive relationship. Wrestling will not survive if it's an abusive relationship between the fans and the wrestlers. It's got to be one of mutual respect. The fans have to respect that these wrestlers put their safety and their bodies on the line to entertain you. They do the very best they can to make sure you go home happy and you have a good time when you come to see them. That's the job. The wrestlers have to realize that the fans are the most important thing in your business. And if you are constantly telling them without trying to just do it to get heat that they're stupid, they're the lower IQ group of the world, they're the ugly, jobless, partnerless losers in life that seek refuge in wrestling because they could never be what you are, you are undermining everything that you do. So in other words, you have to be stupid to like what I do. That's what you're saying. That's why I don't understand about the wrestlers who think this of fans. You have to be a complete idiot to enjoy what I do. You couldn't be smart, or you'd know I was an idiot. Why would you say that? So for all you wrestlers who like to run down fans, remember this. You're running yourself down. Because you're saying nobody with any reasonable intelligence, nobody with any actual skill level, nobody with a great job and no one articulate and no one with charisma and happily married or dating or appealing to the opposite sex, whatever, like what I do. That's what you're saying. You're not even intelligent enough to understand that. That's unreal. So stop the abusive relationship. And I'm going to call on fans to do this first. Here's what fans need to do. Fans need to stop worrying about being bullied online. And when you see an idiot fan, say, I think Buddy Murphy was making fun of slavery in that picture. You have to call him out and say, listen, I don't see that. I think that's your problem. I don't see that. I see a guy posting a picture of someone breaking handcuffs. Meaning, I felt I was handcuffed in my time in the WWE, and now I'm breaking it, breaking the chains. And maybe if enough fans step forward and put these whiny, complaining, non-fans, and that's what they are. They're not really fans. I want you to understand that. These are not wrestling fans. I talk to wrestling fans all the time. It's part of what I do. I don't hear anybody complaining about stuff like this. You're the very unsilent minority. That's what you are. Can't wait to get on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook and complain because there's nothing better to do. And you want wrestling to play to the most sensitive person in the room, and you're killing wrestling. And fans need to step up and tell these people, move on. Move on, just like I'm doing right now. Just step up and say, enough. If you don't like what's going on in wrestling as far as politically correct stuff, you got the right to criticize lousy matches and lousy performances and things and lousy booking. But if you just say, wrestling needs to be more politically correct and less violent, no, you're killing wrestling. Wrestling's supposed to be politically correct and extremely violent. That's what it is. And if you're a wrestler and you truly and honestly do not respect the fans. Get out of the sport. That's not even a sport. I know, but to you it is. See, that's the problem. All you guys who think, oh, the fans are stupid, you think you're in a sport. You're not in a sport. The promoter decides who wins and loses. You're not in any sport. You're an entertainer. You need to get out of the business, and you need to get out of the business right away because you're not meant for it. You can get angry with a fan. There are a lot of chucklehead fans. I was just angry with fans, wasn't I? You can get angry with fans. It's the way you handle it. You have to realize that several fans don't speak for all fans. And you have to realize that when you say something as absurd as, this is the reason I'm never signing autographs again. This is the reason don't ask me for a picture, none of you. And when I say no to you, blame this guy. You're an idiot. You're a complete idiot because you had a really good chance to say, wrestling fans, this is the reason here why wrestling is not as good as it could be. Because we have a bunch of fans like this who want to whine and complain about little tiny things that don't matter. And it would be really nice if the real wrestling fans stepped forward and defended what we do and not let these loud minorities ruin what we do. Because we're trying to do the best we can for you guys who we respect and appreciate. But we run into chuckleheads like this. And I don't want to have to tell them off constantly. So it would be nice if some of you fans let them know that what they're doing isn't helping. That's what a mature person does. Carl Anderson challenges him to a fight and says, you're all like that. It's an abusive relationship. Oh, you men are cheaters. All you women are hoes. That's what he's basically, that's it. That's what they're saying. Tired of it. I'm watching a business that I grew up loving be totally and completely destroyed by both ends. By non-fans who have nothing better to do than whine and snivel and complain about every little tiny thing that's so offensive. And wrestlers who obviously think the fans are garbage and they're, you know, just right off the little green bus and you all should, you know, be put in homes somewhere. I just don't get that. I will not reveal the name of the person. But I had a talk with an indie performer one time. And he didn't know me the first time we obviously spoke. I've never met me, and he had never communicated with me on social media or anything. So he just didn't know me from anybody until I introduced myself. We talked for about 2 minutes, and he said, you're not a normal fan. You've either been in the business, or you are in the business, or you grew up in the business, something. But you're not a normal fan. And I said, well, what makes you come to that conclusion? And paraphrasing, he basically said, you're too articulate and you understand too much about what we do. That's insulting. That's insulting to fans. Because that's basically like saying, oh, man. The rest of these fans come over and say, oh, my Arnold, what you did there, and it was funny. That's a normal fan. That's what you're basically saying. I just don't understand why you think that helps you. I just don't understand why you think you're better than that. I never understood that. Now, I was in a federation. And I was lucky enough to be in a federation of people who really and truly liked the fans. Every one of them, I really honestly have to say, maybe there was like one guy that I can recall who once in a while ran down people backstage and said, I'm a freaking crowd, blah, blah, blah. But everybody else I knew was all like, man, these are like our brothers, really, in some sense, right? We go out there and do for them, but then they give us so much more back. At least that's the way I always felt. And I never talked down to anyone who was respectful to me. I never one time sat around with my buddies in the Federation and said, oh, you see those idiots tonight? You see, what with their IQ? You see them? We're so much better than them. I never did that. Never. If I talked about fans at all, I would say, you know, wasn't that great tonight? See who got this pop? Did you see how the fans reacted to that? This was really good. Maybe they'll like this. Maybe so-and-so should do that more often because that got a big pop or that got a big reaction. We used to talk about what they liked and what we could do to make them like it even more. So this is really new to me that wrestlers hate fans and think they're terrible and fans think everything wrestlers do is politically incorrect and needs to stop. This is very new to me, and I don't like it. So I'm appealing to fans to stop. Please stop. Please stop getting your panties in a bunch about every little thing. And I'm appealing to the wrestlers. You better take a good hard look at your audience and realize that if the only people that like you, in your opinion, are stupid, unintelligent, life losers, that's not a very good reflection of you. That's not a very good reflection of you at all. Maybe it's time you change something in your life then, if that's the truth, as you see it. Because you should have fans who are intelligent, understand the business, realize what you're doing and appreciate it. That's the fans you should have. If the only fans you have are sitting in the audience trying to stuff popcorn up their nostrils, there's something wrong with you. Not them necessarily. It's you. You appeal to that group. Why? Ask yourself that. Maybe you're not as special as you think you are. Very aggravating to hear this. 90 seconds. Very aggravating. And it happens way too much, folks. So I realize that we didn't get to a lot of news today, but this is big news. This has got to stop. It's got to stop. Because if it doesn't, we're not going to have any wrestling. Or we're going to have wrestling just like they say, with just a bunch of smarky fans, because the real fans are going to get out. I've thought about it once or twice. I've thought maybe this isn't for me anymore. This isn't the same thing. But I refuse to leave and give it to the people who really don't love it. I refuse to do that. Hope real fans do that too. And hold fans and wrestlers' feet to the fire equally. Equally. It's not one side or the other side. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to Wrestle Chat Radio. Wrestle Chat Radio is a Savage Blade production.